Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss Structure. Accountability results. The standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday, boys.
It's a packed Friday show. Bunch of guests on the show today. John Kime is going to join us at 7 o'clock. Redskins reporter for ESPN. As we hit the skins at 7 a.m., we will sprinkle in some movie talk. Kevin will join us at 7:20. Give us the latest on the box office, I believe. Mile 22 with Mark Wahlberg opens up this weekend. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to Kevin about that. Fridays with Feinstein at 8, Craig Hoffman, our Redskins beat reporter at 9, and guess who's back? Skippy! Big Fat Winners Talk at 9:45.
Nice to hear from Scotty. I haven't heard from him in a while. Yes. I know Jason talks to him. I have no idea what's going on in his world.
Yeah, it's been a while.
In his life.
We'll get the lowdown.
I don't care about his picks, but I like just to get updates from Skip.
Yeah, some people do care about those
picks. I don't
think
you're going to have too many picks today. But
yeah, good. I just want to get an update.
But
see what's going on with them.
College football starts next weekend. I'm sure we'll get a little insight into the upcoming games.
So a lot of ground to cover on the show today. But front and center, you had a preseason game last night, preseason game number two. You finally got to see Alex Smith.
I didn't see
him that long.
Yeah. One series. I watched way more of that game than I ever thought I would. I watched like almost three full quarters.
Wow.
I was getting sized.
I watched till I think it was 9:45, 9:15.
I watched one series of each. I watched the Alex Smith series, and I watched Sam Darnold's first series, and I was...
They're out? Yeah.
Out.
I was intrigued for whatever reason. Because the starters out there for a couple series, and then I started to watch the backups. I got into it.
Colt can move the ball, huh?
Colt's
pretty
fine.
Damn good backup.
He's fine. Yeah, he's a good backup.
Good backup.
He's a good backup.
He's good to have in the locker room.
Good backup.
Good kid, good character.
Yeah, I like him. He's funny.
I thought Alex looked fine.
I thought Alex looked good, actually. I thought the way he stood in there.
I mean, he got popped in that first play, but
did some of his progressions.
He bounced right up. Yeah.
I was encouraged. I mean, you know, they had red zone issues, but stupid preseason. I'm not going to get too worked up about it. They were giving everybody
an
opportunity.
You think Trey Quinn should have caught that ball in the end zone?
It was a hair late. Yeah. I mean, you know, a Pro Bowler probably catches that.
Oh, sure. I mean, Julio Jones gets it.
But I thought Trey Quinn did some nice things throughout that game, actually. So he opened my eyes. So they got a lot of receiver depth. I mean, everyone's going to talk about Cam Sims today. They got a lot of receiver depth.
Now, Cam Sims had the one which went through his hands for the interception. But he also had a would-be touchdown, which was really impressive
was great
in traffic.
Catch.
It was negated by a penalty.
Was it
I believe
a hold?
They didn't have enough guys on the line. One of those procedure penalties.
Mm-hmm.
And then they threw a fade to him, which he didn't come down with, but you could just see his body is so big.
Yeah,
he was impressive.
Maybe.
The other thing that jumped out at me, honestly, was the Alabama guys in the, up front. I mean, Allen and Payne.
How'd they look?
I thought they looked
Payne
great.
Payne had a sack.
I thought they looked great.
Because I saw Preston Smith's sack.
Preston Smith had a sack.
I was on a third down,
I'm telling you, they're going to be improved. They can stay healthy, knock on wood. That's going to be a big question. They can stay healthy. And then Tim Settle definitely had another big week. He's showing out. I saw some things there that got me encouraged. I went to bed encouraged last night. I was
like,
wow.
You felt good, didn't you?
I said, wow. They didn't score any touchdowns.
Smaje Perine's 30-yard run.
Perine had a nice run. I mean, a truck could have run through that hole.
Yeah, give him credit. He found the hole.
He found the hole that literally an 18-wheeler could have drove through.
Now, did he get hurt on that play?
I think so.
Yeah.
Sprained his ankle.
Yeah.
So that was his only carry. But
I mean, that was good. I saw Capri Bibbs. I thought he was popping at times. They have some talent
Bibbs
on this roster.
Capri Bibbs is all right catching the ball out of the backfield. I don't really ever see him do anything running the ball.
Yeah, that's fine.
Maybe I missed it.
No, same thing. They got a lot of guys that have some wiggle. There's a guy from Grambling.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He had a jump cut. And they were like, whoa, where did that kid come from?
He looks super quick.
Yeah, they had.
I mean, I just got to believe he's not going to be on the team, though.
I'm assuming he'll be a practice squad guy.
I haven't even heard about
him. They'll cut him and then put him on a practice squad. Yeah. He's got too much ability. But anyway, I don't know. Overall, I was encouraged. I'm not going to get too worked up about the red zone issues because, you know, they're putting a bunch of different guys in. They're not really game planning. I'm sure they're frustrated, but I'm not going to get worked up over that. I went to bed thinking, that wasn't bad.
I
was kind of excited.
And I think that's fine. The one thing which I was kind of scratching my head about, though, is, and I already heard your response before we jumped on the air, Alex Smith throws the ball 6 times. And then I look at the other preseason games, and Tom Brady, who's 41 years old, you would think he doesn't need any work, threw 26 passes.
Yeah, that might be Tom's work for the year, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Aaron Rodgers played one series.
I know. Aaron Rodgers almost never plays.
Yeah. Tom Brady probably just said, let me get it done this week, and then he'll chill for the next 2 weeks.
They might have got nervous when they saw Alex get popped on the very first play. They don't have Trent back there protecting him. Who knows?
Just a difference in philosophy.
Yeah. It was fine for me. I liked what I saw from Alex. I actually got really excited about that drive, even though it kept stalling. I by the way, in the preseason, after one or two field goals, I'm going for it on fourth down over the 50-yard line every time.
I agree.
Dumb field goals, I was like, this is stupid. This is preseason. Let's get out there. I don't care if it's fourth and six. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hating the field goals.
Work on your two-point conversion every time.
Yeah, work on some plays. Mm. The field goals are just dumb. I mean, I already know Hopkins is decent. Let's work on the other stuff. Give him one or two cracks at it.
I don't know. You have to work on special teams just as much.
I know.
You want them the line blocking. You want the snap and the hold to get down.
I know. I said give one or two. Give one or two of them.
I mean, Hopkins is going to have to make big kicks this year. So.
I know, but they weren't big kicks. They were just silly kicks.
There'll be a game or two in the regular season where you have to rely on Hopkins to kick 4 or 5
100%. 100%. But I just in the preseason, I just want to let's keep the offense out there. Let's keep it moving, folks. I don't know. That's how I felt as a fan. The other thing that jumped out at me, maybe bigger than anything, was as I'm watching this, I'm going, wait a second. This is the Monday Night Football crew? Oh, my God.
Tessitore Witten.
Joe Tessitore?
Let me tell you something. That is a dud crew. It's the sleepiest ever Monday Night Football crew I've ever seen.
You're not a big Tessitore fan?
He's fine. He's perfectly competent. Mm. Great at his job. He's just boring. And Witten is fresh and new, so he's just not good at it yet. Mm-hmm. Now, his analysis is fine. I'm sure it's spot on.
Booger's good.
Booger's okay.
But Booger
I think he's the best.
Was Booger probably
the best.
Yes.
Was Booger in the booth, too?
No.
He was
on the field.
He was kind of doing a Tony Siragusa bit.
Yeah.
He was like 15 yards behind the end zone or something.
I was going to say, he was on the field.
But here's the thing.
Witten's new. I mean,
it's the most boring crew I've ever seen. It's an embarrassment. I would say that.
Very vanilla.
Oh, my God. The most vanilla. Like, I'd take Tony Kornheiser and Dennis Miller over that crew 100 times out of 100.
Do you know what
was the snooziest Monday Night Football? I couldn't believe it. As it dawned on me 5 minutes into the game, I went, wait a second, this is going to be the Monday Night Football crew. Well,
but it was a preseason game.
Well, imagine that crew week one. Season.
Do you know what
week
better?
One is?
Jay Gruden or John Gruden and Sean McDonough? And I don't even think Sean McDonough was that great. You know, Sean McDonough's just been around for 100 years.
I think everyone would agree with you, but John Gruden's not available.
I agree. Yeah. They got to find somebody. I'd put Romo in there. Romo's more interesting than Witten. But there's way too many Cowboys out there.
You want to take guys and pluck them from other positions.
I just want to take anybody but those three. Yeah. That was like when the Redskins are 3-12 and you're up to week 16 or whatever and you're on the D crew. That's what that was. You don't even know the guys.
The Cowboys dominate, though, because you've got the number one on Fox, Troy Aikman.
Then, obviously,
you got number one on CBS and Tony Romo, and now you got Jason Witten, Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Well, they decided that he was the best option.
They botched it. The guys at ESPN are morons.
Well, let me ask you this. What other options did they have?
I don't know. I don't know, Jason. I don't know. They're just the boringest
crew I've
ever seen.
Everyone was clamoring for Lewis Riddick. In the booth when they were first trying to put the team
I don't have
together.
The answers. I only just am taking shots. Okay. They were boring.
Week one is Lions Jets. Imagine that dud of a game with
that's the opener.
Crew.
That's the opener.
Monday Night Football.
Well, they're
going to
hear the criticism.
Am
the criticism
I the only
was
one that
nationwide.
Thought that?
No.
I was watching that going, this is the most boring broadcast
I've ever seen.
The criticism was nationwide.
Was it? Because I was like, whoa,
I'm
this
sure
is
everyone,
boring.
Let me guess, Twitter was on fire.
I have no idea. I thought I was making an original observation. I was watching that thing going, this is the most boring broadcast I've ever seen. I can't believe it. And I was enjoying the game. They were missing basic things. Like when the Marshall fumbled on the kickoff, I mean, I saw within 2 seconds his knee was down. I was like, well, he was obviously down. They didn't even talk about it.
But see, that's the thing. Witten is a rookie this. So he's going to make some rookie mistakes.
Going to make rookie mistakes. And he's also, but Jason, he didn't have that presence. But he also didn't have that presence.
Yeah, I wonder if ESPN just gets a name in their head and they kind of sit around. They get a name in their head and they go, all right, let's make this work.
You feel like that's what's going on.
Or did they audition 10 guys?
I think they did auditions and they liked his analysis.
Yeah, they liked him the best.
I'm sure his analysis was great, but he didn't have that presence for me.
Well, like you said, it's hard.
And Tessitore's a pro, but it's just boring.
Yeah, it's just hard to replace guys with, you know, vibrant personalities.
Gruden is so good.
They'd much rather have Gruden, believe
me. He's so good compared to these donks. And even if Gruden's analysis were probably worse than Witten's, but Gruden just had personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, Jason, you got saved by the Nationals last night, your bet with Sports Yak.
I did. Bryce hooked me. Bryce, now
what did he do? Because I paid zero attention to the game. They're out of sight, out of mind for me.
Hey, the game to game.
He had three hits and he had three RBIs.
Yeah. No bombs.
But see, here's the deal.
Tanner had a couple
Cardinals,
of hits.
The Cardinals.
I saw Tanner was two for two at one
point. Tanner had a couple hits and scored. No bomb. Yeah, Bryce didn't hit a bomb. But the Cardinals' defense is just awful. They lead the league in errors. Thank God they had three errors in the game. It allowed three runs.
And
Cody Glover actually made it interesting in the ninth. He got the first two guys out. Then he allowed a hit to Martinez. And then he walked someone. So there was a couple guys on there. Up 5-4 with two outs, but he got out of it. He got Molina to hit the ball to center. So
I was out and about, didn't really pay attention to it, but I was paying attention to your bet, to be honest, rooting against you.
I'm sure you were.
Because, I mean, it's just funny.
I'm sure most people were.
Because the odds were with you. Odds were with you that your team's going to win one out of four games.
Of course.
And it was that close to a sweep.
They wait till the fourth game of the series, and then they make it interesting in the ninth.
When I got home, I put it on. You know, I would just check in with it, and I saw it was 5-4. And I think I went to bed. It was 5-4, eighth inning. I figured, well, Nats will probably win. But then again, their bullpen is soft.
Bullpen's an awful. Yeah, I mean, you can never count on the bullpen to close out a one-run game.
Last night was the first time I was officially checked out. Like, I didn't click over to the game once.
I just I probably only checked because of Jason's bet.
Yeah, but I just monitored it through social media. Right. I didn't feel the need to even bother to change
it. I
didn't want to miss a play.
Yak needs to ship it.
Yes.
You got to get a Venmo. Do you have a Venmo account?
No, he's going to come over to my house. Or
you're old school. Yeah. It's got to be cash. It's got to be like a mob deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I want $220.
So you win $40.
$40.
So are you going to actually answer the door? Your kids are going to be like, who's at the door? Go, oh, that's just Yak. He owes me some money.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I will.
I might call him Mike.
It's so weird.
Tell him to, and I guarantee he's listening right now. He gets up early. So you ship it.
Right.
Come
I'm
by
just
my
glad
house.
He's alive. Or roll it. I hadn't heard from that guy in a long time.
Or roll it. Well, he's got to come up with something.
Well, I'm sure we'll see him at the Poker Open. I think last year, Chucky's Poker Open coming up September 7th, MGM National Harbor. I believe his wife did well.
Yeah, but I'm not waiting until September 7th to get paid.
I understand that.
I want it paid today.
So anyway, we'll take your thoughts on the Redskins, 800-636-1067.
I overall was encouraged.
Preseason game, Alex Smith only throws six passes, was 4 for 6 for 48 yards. Can we play cut one? Because he did get hit, and he talks about that. And I'm sure that Redskins fans, after the Darius Geis injury, were nervous and like, get him the hell out of there.
Yeah. But sometimes players will say, especially quarterbacks, say, you know, I want to get hit. I want to feel that
first
big hit.
Yeah, I saw Teddy Bridgewater say he wanted to get hit.
Yeah.
Wow. Alex said that too.
Yeah.
It was good. You know, not necessarily expected. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was fun. First play to kind of just talk about wiping away any, cobwebs or anything like that. Haven't been hit in quite a few months. Nice to kind of get back in football mode. We've been wearing those yellow jerseys too long. So nice to be a football player again.
Hmm. We might as well plow through the Alex Smith sound. I get sized.
Jordan Jenkins gave him a pop.
That was a big hit. I was getting a little bit nervous. I don't want to lose that.
Jordan Jenkins
my guy.
Used to pummel guys at Georgia.
Yeah, I think with Alex Smith, to me, the little sample size we saw yesterday was about what I expect from Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he can move the chains. The offense looked pretty good. He found Vernon Davis one time when he clearly was looking for other guys.
I liked how he went through his progression.
He got Josh Doctson, got a guy out of the backfield.
I'm going to say he looked better than I even thought.
I was surprised that Doctson played. Were you guys surprised?
I was surprised that Doctson played. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised he was out there. But, I mean, he only played that first series.
Right.
But made a play.
I didn't think he was going to be out there.
It was a typical Josh Doctson game, one reception.
And one catch, yeah.
All right.
About what he'll do all year.
All right, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Our Redskins a reporter for ESPN. John Keim will join us coming up at 7 as we talk Redskins here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Talking about the Redskins' second preseason game. We all know the results don't matter, win, lose. But what jumped out at you, Alex Smith? Goes 4 for 6, 48 yards, connects with various receivers, whether it's Vernon Davis or Josh Doxson, kind of spread the ball around. They didn't find the end zone, but they moved the ball. I think that was encouraging. A lot of people super high on the defensive line. Dron Payne ends up with the sack.
I love those guys. I was like, wow, man, these guys are going to be pretty good.
I mean, if Allen and Payne can stay healthy, Eric, could be a strength.
With Allen Payne.
Could
and
be
then,
a real strength.
You know, Preston and Ryan Kerrigan, when they're in like a 4-3 set
and
or whatever.
Settle gives them depth, man. Every time Settle's been in
good.
There.
He looks good.
Settle knocked down a pass. He moves guys.
He's a big dude.
He moves guys. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, it could be a strength.
So you can give us your take, 800-636-1067. What were you encouraged by? Were you discouraged by anything? You know, the running game is going to be a big question mark, and I don't know that you got any answers yesterday. P. Ryan had the one run for 30 yards, and then that was it.
No answers.
Jay Gruden gave an injury update on Samaje Perine because he's competing for the number one spot. I don't know if he's going to be the number one guy or it's going to be Rob Kelly, but P. Ryan is somebody who they drafted last year and had a couple games where he went for over 100 yards, but people weren't that high on him coming into training camp. Mm-hmm. You'd think he's competing for the number one spot, but if you only get one carry, I don't know. Here's what Jay Gruden said about P. Ryan afterwards.
Samaje went in, got checked for twisted ankle, but looks like it's okay. Everything else was negative. Twisted ankle for Samaje.
Twisted ankle.
Dude, you think he's not funny?
Yeah, he's great. Very funny.
He's the greatest.
He did also talk about Alex Smith getting dinged and banged on the first play of the game. Here's what Coach Gruden said postgame.
How nerve-wracking is it to see Alex get hit on the very first snap he takes in this uniform?
Yeah, I tried to call a simple play, a little bootleg away from all the pressure. He got hit right in the mouth. So that was another great call by me. So, I think he can handle a hit. He's been playing for 25 years. He'll be fine.
Hmm. You know, speaking of...
Did someone miss a block on that play?
I can't.
Or was there a blitz? I mean, I
can't remember.
Yeah.
I was watching on NBC Sports Washington's website. They had mic'd up Jay. And I don't know if it's great for the radio, but maybe you want to play some of it anyway because it's just mic'd up Jay, and I just get sized.
Was it fun?
Now, a lot of it, there's a section of it in the second part. See if you can find it or have Eric or somebody find it, Matt, where it's just him around practice. And there is about a two-minute part of it where he's got like a bag and he's hitting all the quarterbacks. And he's just kind of getting a kick out of doing that. But also you just kind of hear him interacting, talk about his taste in music. He's breaking the guy's balls.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a freaking likable guy.
Absolutely.
Just
can't disagree with that.
Likable. I don't see anybody moving. Nobody's moved to do that.
No, we're laughing because we had it all set up yesterday and you said that's stupid.
I don't remember saying that. But I saw it yesterday. I saw it yesterday.
That's great.
No, I love mic'd up segments. I'd be surprised if I said that.
That's great.
You said it's not worth playing. You didn't say it was stupid.
Hold on. Valdez, you heard it, right?
What?
You heard the audio?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it worth playing?
Yeah, I told him how funny it was, and he says, oh, it's not that great.
Well, I didn't see it. I hadn't seen it yesterday. I watched it yesterday. It's not true. Somebody else might have said that. I'll actually fight you on it.
I didn't see it yesterday.
I saw it yesterday afternoon. I hadn't seen it before. It's impossible for me to
Valdez,
make that
hold on,
comment.
Hold on
now,
a second.
JP might have said that.
Valdez, do you know 100% for a fact that he came in? You came in here
yes.
and you told him about it?
Yes.
I didn't say those two things. Now, I
yes.
might have said I'm not interested, but I definitely didn't say it wasn't good.
You probably weren't listening to him.
Well, I guarantee because I didn't see it.
No, but you probably weren't listening to him. You probably just dismissed it because most things he says you dismiss.
That might be true.
So just automatically
but put
said
it this way.
Stupid.
I didn't watch the Gruden mic'd up segment until yesterday afternoon.
Understood.
So it's impossible for me to have had an opinion on it other than it just came out of his mouth.
The pull back the curtain. So I go in there and I try and prep Eric with the hit the skin stuff.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so I pitched the Gruden practice audio to him that was on NBC Sports Washington's website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he completely dismissed it. Now, like he said, he probably hadn't
seen it. You gave me like
it.
One segment and I was like, you gave me like one story. And I was like, this is not enough.
Well, I told you, I said we have about a minute of him at practice and I know how you get sized.
So for Gruden audio and mic'd up audio,
so we could run it.
I don't remember you saying that.
And then you actually said, "Is that where he's talking about all the music and everything?" And I said, "Yes."
Uh-huh.
And he goes, "Oh, that's not that good."
Well, you know why? Because you might be right. You know why? Because I think I'd seen 8 seconds of it. I think you might be right on the clip. Two full segments at home. Right. I liked it.
It's okay. You're a little defensive. It's fine.
Well, I'm just being accurate.
I know, but he was 100% right. You claimed he was lying.
Well, he was lying.
And you said I'm going to fight me on it.
Yeah. Well, I watched it, and I enjoyed it, like Jay.
All right, so I didn't see it. Can I hear it?
I would like you to hear it. Here is the part. There are parts that I don't think do translate because he's just smacking the pad around.
So, okay. Yeah, so I had it all trimmed down to, just all the nuts and bolts and the good stuff. Translate.
Play it.
I got to redo it because I had
it
yesterday.
Recycle bin,
so what do you
said it was
you like JP? You delete everything right away?
Yeah, I mean the computer can only hold so many files.
Well, we got to get a bigger computer then.
Recycle bin.
If we have to delete a file from yesterday,
when somebody says it's stupid and not worth playing.
Of course, I'm going to discard it.
Right.
Well, in the meantime,
BB now wants him to keep things which he says are stupid and not worth playing.
That's just funny to me.
Right.
Well, in the meantime,
I didn't know there was more than 8 seconds.
I know that there's probably 100 calls on the preseason game last night. So why don't we take a couple calls?
I don't know if there are 100.
Right. There are three.
Let me ask you this: Do we have one?
Yes. Three.
All right, let's go to them, and then Valdez can do his work.
All right, let's go to Matthew in Clinton. Matthew, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey,
what's up, Matt?
Good.
I watched the game. A couple things I was impressed with, like you guys saw the defensive line. I was really impressed with, those big guys up front from Alabama, Payne and Allen, and along with that, the DB, it just looks like they have more chemistry. They trust each other up front. It just seems like
They're talented.
That was one of our biggest weaknesses.
They're just talented. Yeah. We've had some bums up front. These guys are actually talented.
I mean, let's be honest. Anytime you get guys out of Bama, they can play.
Yeah. I mean, the coach, Nick Saban's a great coach. And
they're talented.
So I think they're doing it right.
He recruits five stars, and then they stay good.
He only recruits guys he thinks can play in the NFL.
He's a fine coach, but they're not good because of him.
Yeah, there may be some development, but these were the best guys coming out of high school.
Yeah. All right, let's go to George in Manassas. George, what's up?
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all?
Hey, good.
So I got a couple of takeaways from the game yesterday. For Alex Smith, first off, he looked so much more poised. So much more collected, and I felt overall, I know it's just preseason, but I just felt comfortable him dropping back in the pocket. He surveyed the field. He didn't really panic.
Yeah.
I just think it's really great to have a good veteran.
He held the ball for a second or two longer, to let that third and fourth read develop.
Right, on the Vernon
exactly.
Davis one, particular.
On that one play that he had a running back underneath, I forgot who it was who he checked it down to, but he
Kelly,
was looking left, and then he – Yeah, and then he hit it right away, and that gave like a gain of 14 right there. So right then and there, that gives me a lot of promise. I know it's just preseason, but he looked really good and gave me a little bit of comfortability. But also, Cam Sims, 6'4", big body guy. He had a bad drop early, which led to an interception and a drive killer. But after that, I felt like a lot of rookies would hold their head down. But he came back and made some unbelievable catches, back shoulder catches, and then also an unbelievable catch that was in the back of the end zone, which was eventually called back because of an illegal formation or illegal shift or something like that. But he looked great. And also, I have to agree with y'all, the ESPN coverage last night was freaking awful.
Well, it was really boring. I mean, I'm sure they were competent and professional. I'm not beating them up for that. I'm sure Jason Witten's analysis was top notch.
Yeah.
It was just a boring telecast. No personality. Yeah. Personality was such a snoozer. I couldn't believe it.
I think the personality came from Booger McFarland. The problem is he is the least featured guy.
Yeah.
He had a lot of knowledge. I liked how he was like set up on like the on like 10 yards up or whatever. He was like on his own chair, like rolling around the field. That was pretty cool. But ESPN did a horrible production job too. I mean, the camera angles are off. You know, the communication was bad. I just thought it was overall just really, really bad. I'd rather watch the game on NBC.
That used to be the marquee group, and that's the least marquee group I've ever seen associated with Monday Night Football. In the history of the franchise.
Yeah, for whatever reason, they liked Witten.
Yeah.
They liked Witten in the audition.
I feel like they...
I think Testor's good. He does a lot of college football. And he's good.
Does boxing.
But, he's very solid.
He's a solid... He's a pro.
But he's boring.
But you're not looking for him to provide the personality.
You're right. But he can bring a little energy.
Yeah. Well, Sean, like you said, Sean McDonough didn't exactly pop.
No, but when you have Gruden to play off of. Yeah. Let's go to...
It was Tirico before, right?
Tirico has an energy to him.
Then he went to... NBC.
Let's go to Tobias. Tobias, what's up, buddy?
Yes. With the new additions with Tim Settle on our defensive line, and possibly, I know he didn't play last night, to Phil Taylor. What do you think about Stacey McGee getting cut? And it's kind of disrespectful for Colt McCoy. He's been in the system, offensive system, for 4 years. He's still not the starter. I think he should start. I've been said that for the past 2 years.
You would really?
He looks like a starter to me.
You wouldn't be
so
happy.
You're not excited about Alex Smith.
I'm not saying I'm not excited, but I'm just saying you could have saved so much more money by just.
All right, but that ship is sailed. You understand that? They gave him $94 million. I mean, just give up that.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. But just give it up. He's going to be the guy.
And are you aware there are guys who, as backups, tear it up in the preseason because they're playing against second stringers and third stringers on the regular. And then they get exposed when they have to start.
But you know what you're getting out of Alex Smith? He kind of chose, if he does make it to the playoffs, and we need a guard bad, man. We need a left guard bad.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. I mean, Sean Lavelle, he's not cutting anymore.
Well,
we need a left guard
eventually.
I wish that we had drafted Connor Williams instead of Guys in the second round.
Oh, man, you're unhappy with some major decisions.
Yeah, you don't like anything they do.
You're unhappy with some major decisions.
We need an offensive line right now, younger offensive lineman. Trent Williams, he's 30 years old right now.
You ready to move on from Trent?
He's still one of the best in the game.
No. Oh, yeah, he is still one of the best, but I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, a couple years down the line, he needs a youth movement.
Well, they drafted Brandon Scherff. Chase Rouye is young. They're starting center. So they're trying. And Morgan Moses is not old. Morgan Moses
Christian.
Is what? Year three for Moses?
Yeah,
maybe four? I mean, so starting at the center, the right side of the line is pretty young.
Yeah, they're younger than you think.
The left guard is the weakness on this offensive line. No question about it. But you can't address everything in a draft.
And they felt like the position of need in that second round was running back.
Yep.
And they were, look, Geis was probably a first round talent. And, you know, there were some issues, whether or not they were accurate or not, at the combine. And he slipped. And they were like, well, are you kidding me? We got to take him. He's a first round talent.
I mean, we're watching Cam Sims last night, right? And he's kind of jumping out to everybody. And there's always preseason guys that get a lot of work and jump out. But I thought there was some legitimate reason to the size, the hands. Man, in Alabama, he never had more than 14 catches.
Well, he wasn't a starter.
No, he wasn't a starter.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you the depth that
and
Alabama.
They don't throw the ball much. I had Calvin Ridley on my college fantasy team last year, and Ridley ultimately was a first-round draft choice. Results were mediocre.
You know how many touchdowns
for
he
Calvin
had
Ridley
in 3 years at Alabama?
Probably two.
One. He had one touchdown.
Well, again, you know,
I'm sized.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's just interesting.
I mean, he wasn't better than the guys they had. They had Ridley. They had Stewart.
And they don't throw the ball a ton.
No, they always had stud running backs. Man. But it just shows you what kind of depth they had.
But it just shows you how so many talents out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You can give us your thoughts on the game. What were you high on? What were you down on? Interesting that Alex Smith only throws the ball six times, and Tom Brady, who's 41, throws the ball 26 times in his preseason game. Here's what Alex Smith said about whether he wanted to play more. My guess is he's going to say, sure, I wanted to play more.
Yeah, you always wish you could play more. It's a fine line. You know, I know we'll get more time next week. You get it, the longer you play, and it's preseason is really about finding the 53 guys for this team, right? This is about the team and finding where we need depth. And I thought we had some great shots of that tonight, young guys making plays, helping us finish this game off.
And he did talk about Cam Sims, who everybody seems to be, really high on. Yes, Colt McCoy threw the ball right in his gut, and that led to the interception. But other than that, he's really popping.
Well, you see the ability.
Well, but when you're battling to be like that sixth receiver, you can't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't help when Marshall fumbles and things like that, of course.
I mean, if you're trying, you got to almost play perfect games if you're battling to be that.
But he made up for it afterwards. Here's what Alex Smith said about Cam.
I mean, I think what you guys saw tonight is kind of what it's been like since going back to OTAs even for Cam. Guy that just hasn't blinked when he's been in there, given opportunities, has made the most of them. Just kind of continues to fight, plays big. I think excited for him. We got a lot of young, talented players. Certainly, he's one of them.
I mean, when you're 6'5 and you can run like he can and you're as physical as him, there's got to be reasons he wasn't playing at Alabama.
Well, Ridley's great, so he wasn't going to beat out Ridley. I don't know who the number two was.
Well, they had
Alabama.
Stewart, but they just had better players. But Sims stood out physically. All right, so maybe he had an issue catching the ball when he was at Bama, and that's why he was there.
Maybe he does have
fourth receiver.
Maybe he has mediocre hands, but he's got the tools. It looks like
that's what I mean. You see him walking down the street, you say, "Oh my God, that guy's an athlete!" Right?
I think they'll find a spot for him somewhere if they can stash him on the practice squad. That'd be nice.
Well, the fact that Davis got hurt hooked him up.
Well, at best,
because he's probably the
at best
five.
He's the fifth at best.
Yeah. Well, it depends if they decide to keep Quick. Quick has the experience.
Did he play last night?
He did.
They have a lot of depth of receiver, man.
Because I'd say Mo Harris is the fourth.
Mo Harris now would be the fourth, right?
So it's that fifth spot where I think Cam Sims, Quick.
And then can Cam Sims.
If they keep a sixth.
Leapfrog Quick.
I'll be honest with you. Sims looked more impressive immediately than Richardson. Richardson played
a little Richardson's
bit.
A starter.
I know.
He's their burner.
I know that's what they say, and I'm sure he is fast, but Sims was popping more last night than he was.
Yeah, but I think Richardson's going to play that role, and I'm not saying he's comparable, but that DeSean Jackson.
Right. I know what they're hoping.
A lot of it is going to be clear out.
I know what they're hoping.
For other guys.
I just know who was making plays.
Boy, Richardson got one series.
Yep.
Richardson's going to make plays this year.
Yep. I hope he does.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Your reaction to the Redskins' second preseason game as we get closer and closer to the start of the regular season in the NFL. All right, so Valdez went through the recycle bin. He found the trash, which EB said wasn't worth playing, said it was stupid. But today, EB wants to hear it.
All right, listen to it.
I want to hear it.
I listened to it. Well, I was just annoyed because I had like one thing yesterday.
Any clips with Grudog, I like. I mean,
I do remember him saying he had that clip of him with the singing part, and I had seen like 6 seconds of that.
Yeah, you didn't like it?
Oh, I just didn't. I didn't see the whole clip. Oh. I watched the two segments when I got home.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know. You want to play that now, or you want to play the audio first from the?
Let's play it now.
Okay.
Because it's like a minute 10 seconds.
Right. So I got to give NBC Sports of Washington credit. They mic'd them up. You can watch the full segments on their website. But it's just Jay kind of smoking and joking with
the
players.
It's just Jay being Jay.
Yeah.
And you know what, Jason, you should watch the video because it's a funny visual of Jay with like a big bag on his hand, like a dummy bag, trying to knock the ball out of like Colt's hand.
You see, he's just a big kid just trying to have fun.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He just looks like a goober.
Hey, kid, who sings this? Young Jeezy, who else?
Young Jeezy and Bankroll Fresh.
Bankroll Fresh. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Man, how was the song?
Came out last year.
Okay. I gotta get this one on my thing. I like hip hop too, I like it all. I like rock. I don't? Oh, yeah, yeah. I got them all, I know them all. I know all this stuff. I'm a well-rounded human being. I always look so grouchy all the time, man. Cheer up. Let's go, Fabian. The pants got me over the knees. Did you see the uniform code violation? You. If this was live, you got to wear knee pads. I might go live with you. Why are you wearing a hood, Dunny? He's the least swag guy you guys got on defense. Now I'm trying to help him out. Hell yeah! Quick five, quick, real quick five. Bam, 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 bam. What the day? Oh.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, okay, the second one's more of a visual one.
Yeah, the second one where he's running around the pads.
Yeah.
Just go to the website. You can see the two clips. God, I'd like to see the unedited. I'd like to see the whole, man, maybe Doug or somebody over there can send me the unedited
Leak
stuff.
Leak it to you.
Just send it to me. DM me. I want to see like the whole hour they had a mic.
See that, NBCSportsWashington.com. By the way, I'll be on NBC Sports Washington tonight co-hosting DC Sports Live with Michael Jenkins.
What time is that?
10 to 11.
Hey, Eric.
He's got to be there like at 11 a.m. though. 12-hour prep.
10 hours
I think they
meetings.
Usually have people get there even earlier, but I think I have to get there at 6:30.
Yeah. Oh, that's not bad. Well, it's not great.
I mean, the show starts at 10.
I know. It's not great. But
can you imagine showing up 3.5 hours before
Jenks
show?
Jenks is going to be there at noon.
He's already doing meetings.
Yeah.
if Doug sent you the entire copy unedited, would you like watch it throughout the course of the weekend?
I would watch it as soon as I got it. I would watch it as soon as I got it.
Say it's like a 2-hour practice, unedited.
With him mic'd up. I would watch the entire thing immediately. As soon as I got home today, I'd watch it. I have a lunch that I'm doing, but I'd do it. I'd watch it before and I'd watch it after my lunch. 100%. So maybe Doug can get his hands on that.
So ship it.
Yeah, ship it.
Gruden's a likable guy. I think we've always
so
known
likeable.
That. The problem with Gruden is
the teams just
haven't won consistently.
Yeah.
He's made the playoffs once. You know, he asked Tony Dungy yesterday whether the seat was hot, and that's what it has to be.
Yeah.
If it's not hot, I mean, aren't you playing to win?
I agree with you.
Let's play some of Jay's post-game quotes.
Everybody I talk to who knows Jay personally tell me he's one of the nicest guys.
He seems
one
like
of the
a
coolest
great guy.
Down-to-earth guys, guy you want to hang out the bar with.
100%.
Yep.
Played a couple of the clips. Why don't we play what
but
he says
right.
about...
But you're right, wins and losses count.
Why don't we play what he says about Alex Smith in particular?
What did you make of Smith just overall, even though it was kind of short?
Who?
Just Smith. Like, what did you make
of him? I thought it was good. Yeah. You know, the first play is a great play. You know, I mean, you always expect the worst case when you do a naked bootleg or a keeper on the end. We kind of messed up the blocking there on the play side that he booted to. But he made a great throw to Paul, and Paul made a good job making something happen. And he made a good throw, a couple other good throws, and I was impressed. It was good. Good tempo.
Keep it going. He's got more thoughts, right? The next clip?
Next clip, he talks about Byron Marshall. Byron Marshall, I know you're high on EB.
I like
him. He had the fumble on the kickoff
return. Wasn't a fumble.
I know it wasn't ruled a fumble, but
his knee was down.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Wasn't a fumble.
You want the guy holding on to the ball.
Hey, what
regardless
happened
of
to
knee
him?
Down or not.
What happened to him? Did he have an injury late in the game?
I can't even remember what happened with him. Maybe a groin.
Marshall?
Yeah.
Yeah, they took him out late in the game because he tweaked something.
All right.
Is Byron Marshall okay? Just his leg?
Yeah, he got checked out. Everything's okay. Yeah, he got MRI or I don't know. They checked him out. He's okay, though.
Yeah, I know what he's saying. And then he talks about all the running backs. The last clip with Jay.
Coach, you had at least 6 different guys with a rush attempt tonight. What do you think of your running back situation? I know it's only the second preseason game, but you had 6 different guys with a rush attempt tonight, and none of them were Chris Thompson. Where do you see yourself by the, you know?
Yeah, we're still in the process of trying to figure that out. You know, Rob Kelly and P. Ryan want to get Smaje some good looks. He got hurt on his first run, had a great run, 30-yard run, and hurt his ankle. So, and I want to try to get a good look at Byron, and he kind of got dinged up there. Rob Kelly got a few touches, and obviously Martez had a couple good looks. So Capri Bibbs continues to be consistent, and his job is protecting running routes and running the ball. So it'll be a tough deal for us to figure all that out, but we will.
Martez Carter is the kid you were talking about from Grambling.
He had 7 carries for 45 yards.
He's tiny.
I'd stop playing him and just try to lock up a practice squad spot for him.
Martez?
Yeah.
He averaged
don't highlight him
6.4 yards per carry, but you know he mentioned some of the other guys. Kind of expect it to be a battle between Kelly and P. Ryan to be the
I think Kelly's
first
the guy.
Down back. And it probably is going to be
they
Kelly.
They like Kelly for
Kelly
whatever
gave
reason.
2.4 yards per carry in the preseason game, 7 carries, 17 yards. P. Ryan ripped off the 130-yarder, but it was just 1 carry. Bibbs had 7 catches. He was talking about Capri Bibbs.
Bibbs is good. He's got a wiggle
protection.
To him.
caught the ball seven times, 47 yards out of the backfield.
I'm telling you, Bibbs and Marshall, they're good.
Now, I only gave them 1.2 yards per carry, five carries, 6 yards. They didn't really show you anything running the football. But
we also
catching ball to the backfield, you could see him kind of, look, you have to have somebody as a backup to Chris Thompson because Chris Thompson gets hurt.
He also had guys who are going to work at Lifetime Fitness blocking for him up front.
Thank you for changing the workplace.
Right. I did that just for you. Yeah,
they might work at the St. James, actually, is what we should be saying.
Right. Well, any of those places. Just don't say UPS anymore.
Right.
Fine.
We're going to change the cliche.
Somebody got all upset and was tweeting me, telling me he's got two buddies who work at UPS and make six figures. Good for them.
Right.
Nobody said you can't make money at UPS.
Hey, let me ask you this. Were they on NFL rosters?
I don't know.
Okay.
Probably not.
That was our point.
They hired them.
We weren't saying they couldn't work and make money. We just said it's very generic.
Yeah.
I
don't see a football player
UPS.
Who's right. in practice one day
or
getting cut
groceries.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah. Bagging groceries is a big one.
Yeah.
Just, people always say that.
You know, biomechanical engineer is probably not what they're doing the next day.
Probably not doing that. But they could be personal trainers at the St. James.
The other thing that's annoying, too, is right before I went to bed, I just tweeted, you know what? I'm not going to get freaked out about the red zone stuff. It's the second preseason game, but I saw some things that I liked. You know, I went to bed encouraged. And then a couple guys were like, come on, EB. We're not going to win the Super Bowl. It's the same team every.
The same donks all the time, the troll.
I know. I'm like, I didn't say they were going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I just said it was encouraged. I mean, Jesus Christ, you can't be encouraged.
Hey, if they have two more preseason weeks like this, do you think you would change your prediction?
Maybe. Maybe they'll be a little bit better defensively than what I thought.
Remember, the Browns looked pretty good in the preseason last year.
Yeah.
They didn't win a game.
It still doesn't change their opponents. I still think their opponents are better than them, but we'll see. Maybe they're going to.
You got to kind of keep an eye on, too, if you're going to put stock into the preseason, how the Cardinals are looking in the preseason. Because that's our first opponent. And the Redskins, if they're going to have a decent season, they have to get off to a good start. They're 0-4 in openers. They got to get that win against the Cardinals and then the Colts because then the schedule gets really tough. Yeah. Schedule is tough.
Well, I think
but it's a little less tough right at the beginning.
Right.
So right. I don't know how. I don't think Josh Rosen did great in his first game. I don't know if he's going to start. It'll probably be Bradford.
He was getting hit. Oh, Bradford's definitely going to start.
Yeah. I'll tell you, if Darnold doesn't start, I don't know what the Jets are doing.
He doesn't start?
Yeah, he's going to start.
Everybody was hyping up.
Okay.
He made a donk interception.
Yeah. It was a bad throw.
I saw those. One of the guys that, you know, breaks down the plays all the time, we've had him on the show, is Matt Bowen. And he said it was just one of the most basic, stupid fourth down calls he's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't run a lot of the stuff. You don't run plays like that. Like, he didn't really have any options, and he tried to stick it in there.
I think out of all of those rookie quarterbacks, Darnold has the best shot at starting and probably should start.
Oh, probably. I think so. No doubt.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with Bridgewater.
I don't know if he should start, but he definitely has the best shot at it.
But, I mean, if you're the Jets and you won, you know, what, four or five games last year and you draft him third overall, he's obviously the future. You know, why not just throw him to the Wolves? Those other guys, you've got better options ahead of them. You know, Tyrod Taylor is got experience, probably going to start for Cleveland. Obviously, Bradford's better than Rosen at this point. And then, you know, maybe McCarron gets a shot in Buffalo over Allen. I think Allen's probably the least prepared to come in and start.
Man, though, he threw some rockets in his first game.
He's got a gun.
Yeah.
He's got an arm.
I mean, he can sling it.
But is he ready to face a starting lineup week one?
No. Did you see that one play when he ran? He was being pressured.
Mm-hmm.
He ran backwards about 15 yards, and then he just threw it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a disastrous decision.
And look,
potential.
Remember, Darnold's going to make – he's going to look like a rookie.
Yep.
He's going to look like a rookie. I don't know if he's going to look like a rookie in week one, but he will.
I'm so nice to be out of the young quarterback business. I mean, I'm so excited about it. It just feels awesome. Although, we got a 14-year vet.
Although young quarterbacks come in more prepared than ever. Take a look at Deshaun Watson last year, Carson Wentz the year before. I mean, guys
make
an impact.
Yeah, but those are still rare. They're rare. I like the 14-year vet.
Yeah, but he's talking about first-rounders.
Yeah, I mean.
First-rounders come in and make
eventually
impacts.
Eventually, you're going to have to get back
we
to that youth
one,
movement.
He had an impact for about 11, 12 weeks.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. You were loving it.
Yeah, and then
best
it fell apart.
Best ride you had in 6 years.
And then it fell apart. It never came back.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll continue to talk about the Redskins. John Keim, Redskins reporter for ESPN, joins us next. Then we'll turn to the movies with Kevin at 720 here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.